there'll be many, many games from here to whenever in the future that there's capacity crowds at the New York Stadium. But if ever there was a stadium built for capacity crowds and atmosphere and generating that, it's the New York Stadium. And, you know, the attendance from both clubs will do it justice on Saturday.
There's been quite a rich history between these two clubs. There's been some pretty interesting games over the years. I know you're fairly new to it, you know, having only had one game against Chesterfield so far. But what do you think makes this particular rivalry so special?
I think you've said it over the years. It's the one game, I think, that's the game amongst many of the South Yorkshire stroke North Derbyshire, just because of the local of it, that it means so much to the supporters. And I got my first taste of that early in the season. I thought the atmosphere was electric, again, from both camps. And it's just one of them that when Derby Day comes along, it feels a little bit different to every other Saturday. And we all know how that makes supporters feel.
They sing a song, they used to sing it, which was "You'll Never Beat the Spireites." And then Rotherham got a few wins and they stopped singing it quite as much. But, I mean, it just goes to show that there is that history there, isn't there? And this means something to the fans.
Yeah, I think it is, and I think that our fans are, the expectation levels in our support, as we've discussed many times, especially recently, is massive. But the expectation, again, at Chesterfield is very high. Paul Coote's got in there and done a good job in a short time in there as well and rebuilt the team, and they're an excellent side. So what we all hope for, certainly from Rotherham United point of view, is the 22 men, and if the referee lets us have 11, there's a chance it might be 22. But let the 22 men do battle on the pitch and let the singing and the atmosphere off the pitch be the day. But let's also have a responsibility that everyone comes into that New York Stadium. It's a sporting occasion, and we leave as a sporting occasion. Win, lose, or draw, we have a responsibility on and off the pitch for behaviour to be right on Saturday.
You've had some really big games at the New York so far. How does this rank amongst the games you've had there this season?
Well, it's the biggest because it's the next one. And this is... The master of world football and management is well known what I think it is. It's Sir Alex Ferguson. He'll be buzzing this morning, by the way, buzzing. But the one thing that... what was the question?
how big is the game? How does it rank?
I know what the question was. How does it rank? It ranks up there with the best of them, doesn't it? There'll be 12,500 people in that stadium. It'll be absolutely electric. And we know that what a victory will do for us, it'll pop us into that third or fourth place, and it takes a game less away, and we know if we win our games, no one can stop us being in League One. That's how exciting it is for us. And standing in front of us is a well-disciplined, a well-organised, a very efficient, and an expensive squad assembled by Chesterfield.
I know that you've talked about this before. How much of a part can the fans play? It's probably going to be a sellout on the day, so it's going to be a big atmosphere, like you say, as well. They can give you an edge, can't they?
Yeah, they can. I think 200 millers can give you an edge. You know, I was a Crawley manager when 200 or 300 came down and outsang 3,000, so 10,000 behind us will be quite special. The 2,300 behind Chesterfield will be very special. I've been in their ground where it's been rocking. This is both sets of supporters coming behind their clubs, two real traditional proud football clubs, but I don't care about them. I'll make it clear, I don't care about them. I only care about the Millers, and I want us to get 3 points on Saturday.
Is it a game for big characters, this one?
Big characters, big players, big performances, and you big players should enjoy playing in the big occasions. That's what we're in football for. You know, we train all week for the responsibility to perform, almost like the theatre, we act as, etc., on the stage, and the stage is the New York Stadium, and There's 22 gifted footballers will take that stage on Saturday, and maybe by the end of the day 26, but there'll be no holds barred, and it'll be a piece of quality and hopefully a piece of magic that wins again.
Just a look at Chesterfield, a lot's changed at that club, hasn't it, since you last met?
Yeah, I mean, I think that John Sheridan was unfortunate to lose his job, to be honest. I've seen him romp away with League 2 and go into League 1, and I don't think John probably feels he got the help that he needed in League One in terms of assisting them to get the right players in there, and they come back, and I thought they were starting to find their feet in League Two at the start of the season, and as happens in football, he lost his job, and I'm glad he's back in as quickly as he is, but that takes nothing away. Paul Cook has done well in Ireland, done well in a limited time at Accrington. He's come in and he's putting his stamp on it, isn't it, with his with his players. And, you know, I think in time he'll probably have the staff there that he wants, etc. And that's not to say he's not, but I think it'll be a gradual process to put people in boxes that he wants, and he's getting there very quickly on the pitch, as we know.
I know that you like to concentrate on your own team, but what strengths do you see in that Spyrites outfit?
Well, I think they're very efficient, aren't they? They're well organised, they're disciplined, they play the right way. They've got goal scorers, whether they play Richards, whether they play Leicester, they've got goal scorers. They've got great wide players, they've got an engine room that competes with the heart and the brain at the same time. And they've got a goalkeeper for me who's top class. So they're a decent side. And certainly for me, if I was picking the top five or six teams in League Two, Chesterfield would be one of them.
What's a dressing room like on an afternoon like this, when you can maybe hear the crowd and the atmosphere building in there and you're there in front of the lads? Is it ever different? Is there a bit of an extra buzz maybe?
Well, I just get a bit of punching people shouting at them. So it doesn't really change whether we play Chesterfield or the Red Line, does it? If that's the rumours are true. And no, the players are aware that there'll be a bigger than normal attendance on Saturday. But listen, we've had 9s and 10s and 11s here at the stadium this season, and we've had 8s regular. So our atmosphere in the home games, the players are pretty much used to now playing in. But the decibels will be up. You're right to say that the crowd will be in a little bit earlier, and the crowd will be trying to sing each other, out the stage, if you like. So, yeah, there'll be a little bit of edge, but the good players take that in the stride, and the adrenaline starts to pump, and the butterflies will come in. And so our job as a management team just to take that down a notch and have it bang on at 3 o'clock.
You've done well in these games so far, though. The bigger local games at the New York Stadium, the FA Cup ties that you've had there as well. You've done pretty well in those matches, haven't you?
Well, the players have done well. You know, players win your games and players lose your games. You know, we'll be very, very organised for Saturday. We'll be very efficient. And if we're very workmanlike, I'm very confident that we'll get the result that we all want. But I've always believed that if we work at our absolute maximum, like we did in the second half at Torquay, I think we tend to be better than the rest. But unless we get that 11 players working at that ratio, then we struggle.
Do you suspect, I know that they're a little bit further behind you in the table, but do you expect that both clubs will be, whatever happens in this game, will be fighting up there for promotion at the end of the season?
That's an unfair question, because I think we will. I think it's very, very difficult. I think when you look at that top six or seven, could Chesterfield get in that playoff group? Of course they can. They've got good players. They've got a manager who's starting to prove his worth. They've got a good chairman from a distance. I don't know Dave Allen from Billy Bunter, but I know that he supports his managers. And but I think to get into that top six or seven is very, very difficult.
Do you think people are still getting to terms with the fact that League Two is as it is this season? Because it is so unpredictable. I know we've talked about it a million times with you, but it's still showing that to be the case, isn't it? You know, anything can happen in this league.
I think there's some real quality teams in League Two, and there's some real quality players. And I think League Two is the strongest that it's been in many, many years. And that comes because the Premiership is strengthened by foreign players. And I know we've said it for years, but, you know, there's players playing in League Two now that, if they were signed to play in the Championship, would not be out of place. You know, we've got two players here that's recently come from the Championship, one from the SPL, one who's a full international. And these guys wouldn't be out of place playing in the Championship. Now, if we've got players like that and we can be inconsistent, you know, look at Bradford City, look what they've achieved. You know, look at what Gillingham and Port Vale continue to achieve. So from that point of view, it's a real quality league. And what comes with that is any team can beat another.
Are you looking relatively healthy for this game?
Yeah, we are. You know, we've obviously David Noble returns from suspension. Everyone who went down to Torquay is fit and will train this morning. And Craig Morgan might just find himself involved.
Oh, it's a little teaser there. I mean, is he ready for 90 minutes? Can you ever be ready for 90 minutes without maybe sort of taking that bit of extra time? And is he someone that you will try to manage a little bit because you don't want to lose him again?
Oh no, we need to manage him and we need to do it properly. But he's such a good player. People forget the players that we've been absolutely smashed and had to go without this season. We ain't seen our number one goalkeeper. You know, we ain't seen Craig Morgan for such a long time. We didn't see David Noble for a long time. We didn't see Michael O'Connor for a while. We lost Arneson. We're shoulder. We lost Ainsworth. You know, we've been absolutely hammered by injuries. And it'd just be good, wouldn't it, to get to the last 8 or 9 weeks of the season and see all these big players suddenly be available for selection. Because nothing creates better performances, in my opinion, than knowing you've got a quality player waiting to take your team. for 2 or 3 months we went with 3 kids on the bench most weeks. Wasn't it perhaps because those kids were good enough? We didn't have the bodies to do anything else.
How much have you been looking forward to getting Craig back?
Oh, enormously so. You know, he's. I think when we signed him, he could have quite genuinely picked from the top of League One. I know people like Tranmere and Crawley and MK Dons and all sorts were in the market for him. But we gave Craig an opportunity to come here and play, and he was keen to stay and help us go where we want to go. And we worked hard on that, and his eggs is in the basket to get injured, but he's nearly back now.
And how far away is Scott? Is he getting?
Yes, back? He goes down to St George's Park, the England headquarters, next week to have a full week of goalkeeping work. And post that, we'd be looking at games.
Danny Kearns, how good was he against Torquay?
First half, he played like, I suppose the old supporters in the old days will remember this, but he played like Willie Morgan. He got whiting on his boots and he was too wide. And second half, he played as he can play, which is getting the ball in good areas and breaking wide and getting at people and taking people on. And that's when Daniel Kearns is very, very effective. He is. People seeing it, travelling support at Burton, seeing how good Cairns is. Forget the 97, it went to Torquay. They've seen a great second half, but the boy can play, that's for sure.
So you would say perhaps the best is still to come from him, and you may actually see that in sort of the second half of the season now, and he could be a real asset for you.
I think the best is to come from him. I think we've still got to see the best from a lot of our players. You know, we've had some special performances, but, you know, does a Cairns make us better when he's fully charged? And yes, he does. Freckling to him by giving him that 8-day rest is over his ankle injury. I thought for the entire 90 minutes he was our best player at Torquay, and he comes back and gets a goal and had 3 or 4 other efforts on goal, which he's not been doing recently. So he's coming back to form. We've seen what Noble done when he came in for the Northampton game. And, you know, and next week we've got a further boost when Michael O'Connor comes back from a suspension. So from all of that point of view, it's... we're starting to look healthy.
Yeah, how big a positive is that when, you know, Alex Revell gets the goal, give him the chance he scores, you know, Coyote comes on and gets a goal as well, that you're seeing those guys chipping in again?
Well, I think you only had to look at the celebrations that Alex Revell had and Coyote separately from each other, is that what it meant to the boys, not just to score, but what it meant to the boys, because we went down to Torquay and probably not many people outside the dressing room or outside the club felt that we'd go there and win. They might have felt we'd get a point, but we keep on beating Hemden in this league. We play well, we win. It's as simple as that.
Someone gave me a statistic yesterday. I think for your last 15, you've won 8 and lost 7, which kind of suggests that it's either feast or famine a little bit. I think you've scored 25, conceded 26 in that time. Can you sort of, I mean, are you any closer to sort of identifying why it's been one or the other in the last 15?
I think largely individual errors. I think if we looked at, if we want to break it down in isolation, Burton scored 2 goals through individual errors. If you take it to before that, Bristol Rovers, individual errors. Barnet, individual errors. And all you can do with that is go back on the training ground and work with those players, and if they continue to make the individual errors, you let them go and join a team that's acceptable.
One player we threw at you the other night, Ashley Grimes, I know someone that you looked at in the past. Has there been any sort of progress there? Are you negotiating perhaps to bring him still to this club?
Well, I don't do any negotiating at this club. All I do is tell people we'd like to bring him in. You know, the chairman's at a Football League meeting today with a chief operating officer, so I genuinely don't know what that is.
Mm. Are you still kind of actively looking then? Because I know that the search never stops, but, you know, when you get Jordan Slew in, I think a lot of people thought maybe this is it now, that they've got a good settled squad there that can move forward. Were you still sort of thinking, you know, maybe 1 or 2 extras would be a big boost?
Well, when we signed Jordan, I said the squad was complete, and if it stays as it is all the way to the end of the season, there'll be absolutely no complaints from me. But it is my job, and it falls upon me to recognise if we can strengthen and where we can strengthen Rob, and to go and discuss that with the chairman. I meet with the chairman every day of the week. And we talk about everything, but the most important thing we talk about is the team and Rotherham United and how we can make it better. And the chairman also takes that into consideration, mixes that with the financing, and comes back with his answers. Thankfully for me, he said yes more than no.
I was doing a show this week, and a Rotherham fan rang up and highlighted that a local newspaper, had suggested that you could be on the radar of Notts County. Has there been any contact from that football club with regard to your services at all?
Well, I speak to one of the directors at Notts County 3 times every day because he's one of my best friends in life. So that dialogue will never stop.
We you wouldn't be interested, would you, if they came in?
Well, I came to Rotherham United to take Rotherham United to the Championship. And 3 weeks ago, when we couldn't win for Toffee, I said then that this, and I think the chairman came out and said that this was about a project that might not happen in the first year, although despite people thinking it had to happen in the first year. Mm. I know what the expectations of the support is when you have the New York Stadium. You have the perception that we're the top players when we're not. And you recruit Steve Evans from a club that was a penalty kick away without a goalkeeper from going into League One, then what that brings. But I'm here to do a job at Rotherham United now. I'll certainly not be leaving.